Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Ed Staffel. I'm a dentist practicing here in San Antonio, and with me is my associate, Dr. Mark Williamson. Mark, how are you today?
I am doing so well. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous and as well, and we're here to answer your questions and talk about oral health and systemic health. And we've been doing this show for 20 years, so we have a lot of information stockpiled. We have a podcast also, a free podcast, and as soon as the program is over, you can pull up podcasts, and the address is staffelDDS.podomatic.com. We have about 9 or 10 years archived on that, and a lot of interesting information on the podcast. And so then there's the internet, the website, sanantoniodentist.net, and we want to invite you to call in. And, of course, the number is, the station is 210-599-5555, 210-599-5555, and give us your questions. And we like to talk about oral health and how it relates to systemic health, and systemic health, how it relates to oral health. And there's so much data now that shows a huge connection between the two. And so many of my patients have been with me for quite a while, and we're seeing a lot of these patients come in with pretty severe problems from neglect. They haven't been in a long time, and so we're going to talk about that a little later, about developing a program to help people with this problem of when starting 10 years out, 5 or 10 years out from the time you retire or go into assisted living, what you can do about this and how to prepare for this particular very important time in your life where you can enjoy eating any kind of food that you want. And now we have a lot of information on the health of the gut, the intestine, and how important it is to keep that healthy, and how important probiotics are, for instance, and prebiotics, and what the data shows that as you get older, your gut microbiota starts changing. And so we were going to talk about healthy aging, and then there's a new term along that line called inflammaging, which is inflammation and aging. We'll talk about inflammaging. So these things are coming up, and we can help you a lot. So don't hesitate to give us a call if you have a dental question, you want some more information, trying to make a decision, or if you want some oral health as it relates to systemic health, what kind of information that you'd like along that line, give us a call, 210-599-5555. So one of the things that you might want to start thinking about is the dryness, how we used to have a dry.
Yeah.
So, now you can sit in front of a fireplace and talk about how it used to be when it was dry. Oh, gosh, this rain is great. And so, okay.
I wanted to say one thing on the podcast.
Yes, go ahead.
Pretty shortly after meeting you, I actually listened to a lot of the archived episodes. They're so good, so informative. So I'm really glad you have it up.
Well, thank you. It's a neat source of information because you can take in, we have some great guests, and some of these are the people who are CEOs or originators of different companies, and they bring a lot of information into the information stable, and it's just very, very helpful. And so it's a free podcast as well. So don't ever hesitate to tune that in. It's staffelDDS.podomatic.com. And this one will be up, for instance, this program will be up, and Chris will have it up in just a short time after we're finished. So if there's something that you want to review and go back over that, don't hesitate to pull it up and take a look, take a listen. Just pull it down to your computer and listen to it. Now, one of the things that I wanted to talk about briefly here is about nitric oxide, and it remains the most heavily studied molecule in the scientific community. And investigations into its fundamental roles in physiology help to also identify factors that affect the body's ability to produce nitric oxide. And you're going to hear more and more about this. I was watching Dr. Mercola, who has a great newsletter, and he was showing a what he called a nitric oxide dump, which is just a series of four minimal type exercises. But I thought it interesting that he was using exercises to push nitric oxide. And we can give you, or you can go to Dr. Mercola. He's the one that has the homemade toothpaste formula. He's got a great newsletter. Highly recommend him. And so...
So what are the exercises?
Well, it's sort of a squat, and then it's flailing your arms in about three different directions, and that's all. And doing a repetition of 10, and you try to push that up to 20, and you do that throughout the day if you're comfortable with it. And there's really nothing to it. And by doing that and breathing through your nose, you create nitric oxide, according to him, which is, I thought, interesting.
And then the alternative to that would be dietary supplementation with nitric oxide.
Yes, the Beet Elites, all right, the Beet Elites, the Neo 40, which is now called Human N. This is so valuable. Everybody should be taking this. It's sort of like probiotics and prebiotics. And this is going to open your vessels anywhere from 30% on up to 60%. That is, it causes the muscles in the veins and arteries to relax, and this increases the blood flow to your brain and your heart and throughout all of your organs. And it also, they found another thing that the human end does, it switches on the stem cells. Stem cells are in every cell, and that's what healing, that is when you go to sleep at night, you're going to wake up and you will have sure your arm is going to be there and your leg is going to be there and your skin. And it's all due to stem cells in the cells. Well, nitric oxide is a key role in that. Plus, it lowers your blood pressure and just does so many wonderful things. You've heard us talk with Dr. Bryant. And you see it advertised everywhere. It's mainly beets and hawthorn plants, two plants, and developed by the University of Texas Medical School in Houston. And they studied 400 plants. It took 10 years, and then they developed a process of extracting it, and then they leased that process. So when you buy some of that, it goes to the medical school in Houston, of all places. It's fabulous, and it was designed. They wanted it to take the place of nitroglycerin, which is a does the same thing. It makes nitric oxide, but it has a lot, nitroglycerin has a lot of side effects that are detrimental to a person. So then there is one of the things that is so important that is the role of sugar. Added sugar, and it has an impact on the nitric oxide production. Sugar, it's just turning out with the data to be one of the most damaging things that you can do, eat in a large amount. I think your body can process about 16 teaspoons of sugar or 16 tablespoons. What is it?
Yeah, I think 16 is a pretty good
on a normal
number.
Basis.
Yeah.
And when you go over that, you're putting your whole body at risk, your liver at risk, your pancreas at risk, your insulin at risk. A lot of bad things happen. And now we know that the sugar is heavily involved with the overproduction of cholesterol or the things that statins are given for, it's actually, if you eliminate sugar, you can eliminate a lot of the statin things, apparently, from data that's coming out now.
And yet years ago, people thought the central etiology and kind of vascular inflammation like that was cholesterol.
Right.
But now it's turning out it's more sugar. So it's interesting.
That is correct. It really is. And the cholesterol is, of course, finding out to be a very healthy thing. All your hormones are made out of cholesterol. Your brain has a major portion of it is made out of cholesterol. And so things are changing. Really interesting about that line. So one of the things that, we have a graphic here about what one can of soda water does to your body in only 1 hour. And one of the bad things is the phosphoric acid that's in the soda water, like a Coca-Cola, it's going to bind with calcium, magnesium, and zinc in your lower intestine. And this is going to be adding to the increasing urinary excretion of calcium. Well, you wouldn't think that a soda water would have a negative effect of getting rid of calcium, but when you see the huge amounts of osteoporosis and broken bones and broken hips and so on, and the amount of soda water that's consumed, there is a apparent tie-in along this line. And then the caffeine that's in the soda waters, there's a diuretic property, and it comes into play, and it's now assured that you'll evacuate the bonded calcium, magnesium, and zinc that was headed to your bones, as well as sodium, electrolyte, and water. So this is another downer for what's happening just with a soda water. You wouldn't think it. And even without a diet soda, the problems are just as bad.
Yeah, even without the sugar, you still have the phosphoric acid and all the other issues with calcium excretion. So it's not the sugar alone.
That's right. And it signals your brain that you're not satisfied and you want more of these items. It's really a trap. And now these are some of the things that we try to counsel you on in our practice. And we're going to be adding on to this in a great deal. And one of the things that I'm really anxious to get going, and that is that if you're looking to retire and you're about 5 years or 10 years out, we want to help you design a plan to where you can get your mouth in tip-top shape and keep it that way, so that when you get to the retirement years and your income may be dropping or you get into assisted living, that you'll have everything in great health. And this will have a huge effect on how you resist, how your body resists different disease processes. So you'll hear a lot of us, Dr. Williamson and I, talking about this a lot. It's going to be very valuable for our patients. And
a lot of it we're going to address more in terms of prevention, I think. We want to catch things early.
Yes.
Intervene when the disease is in its early stage, before the treatments become so complex.
That is exactly right. And we have so many new, wonderful prevention treatments now in the technology that we have to help bring this technology to play. Oh my gosh, it is truly, truly something of great value. And so you'll hear a lot about this, and I think we can help you so much, especially if you're looking to be retiring. We can give you a lot of direction as to things that you would be helpful for you to take as far as supplements and why you want to take these supplements, and also why you want to have your mouth as pristine as possible as far as infection, gum infections, and bone infections and things of that type. So this, we're really excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really never been done before.
No.
And I think we're going to be of great help for you to do this. Now, one of the things I thought we'd talk about today is sedation dentistry. And the reason being that there are just millions and millions and millions of people that have anxiety about dental treatment.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it through experiences that they've had, maybe as a child.
Usually it's just one bad experience, I find.
Yes, yes. And then there may be trauma that occurred before the technological advances that we have today. But people get these memories. There's a little gland called the amygdala, and that gland can reproduce an experience memory that is as strong as the real thing happening. That amygdala is an amazing gland. It's a memory gland. And when you have a bad experience, it's lodged in that amygdala, and whenever you think about a dentist or go to a dental office, that experience, if it's been a bad experience, is reactivated, and it can be just as powerful as a live experience. And we see it a lot of times mm-hmm. when the patient comes in, and their blood pressure, which is usually normal, just goes off the chart.
Sure, so-called white coat hypertension.
Yes, yes. So we have been working for years and years with everything. Way back, we used to have just drugs called Phenobarb and very minimal sleeping pills. They called them yellow jackets and red jackets. They were just essentially sleeping pills. They weren't very effective, but it was all we had to use, and nitrous oxide. We've always had laughing gas called nitrous oxide. That's been around since 1850. It's still one of the most unique sedation or anxiety remediation systems that we have. And so what we're going to do next is talk about some of the things that we have to allay your fears, because in today's world, there's no reason to have any fear of dental treatment. There's no reason to have any anxiety of dental treatment. Now, that's a pretty broad statement, because we've seen some people that have a lot of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what did you see in your residency program along this line?
You know, very similar. A lot of the people sought out our residency in particular because they knew we did IV sedation.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a lot of people who had maybe a prior traumatic dental experience, and they were coming to see us just because we offered IV treatment.
Well, this is part of the new technology that we have available now. Not IV's not new. That's been around mm-hmm. how long?
Couldn't tell you.
A long time.
Yeah.
And that's what mostly that oral surgeons and periodontists
mm-hmm.
use.
Mm-hmm.
And then now there are general dentists that use that, and Dr. Williamson is one of the IV sedation persons.
You know, and it's kind of hard to find. It has to be a general dentist who's done, typically it's a two-year residency,
yes,
to kind of get the requisite experience in IV sedation.
So we have this available now, but let's start with just mild anxiety. You're always concerned about sticky, pointy things in your mouth, and even just a cleaning can be uncomfortable. And so we have the wonderful, wonderful NuCom. It's just an awesome system. NuCom is going to bathe your brain in a system that puts you into a pre-sleep and a pre-meditation state of mind. Now, how does it do this? Well, it does it pretty easy, and we've upgraded. We used to have some amino acids that we'd rub on to your neck, And that would be very beneficial. But now we've advanced it to where we have it on a simplified process to where we can just put this onto skin. It is remarkable how transformative it is as far as making a comfort level, reducing anxiety, putting you into a pre-sleep mode, putting you into a pre-meditation mode, and then if you still have some anxiety with that, we'll add a touch of nitrous oxide. Now, nitrous oxide is laughing gas. Tell us about laughing gas.
It's interesting. The mechanism of action is unknown. No one really knows for sure how it provides its kind of anxiolytic effect. But basically, we find at high concentrations, maybe 70% nitrous, 30% oxygen. Somebody's really relaxed. It gives a little bit of some pain control. So it's a really nice thing. What I think is one of the best parts of nitrous is it's fully reversible. So you can turn it off, maintain the patient on 100% oxygen for 10 to 20 minutes, and then the patient's fit to drive him or herself home. So it's a very, very nice thing.
It is, and it's not anything new. It was discovered for use along these lines by a dentist, Horace Wells, mm-hmm. about 1850. And it's been used successfully ever since. And when you take this nitrous oxide, you just sort of get to feeling like a little butterfly, a floaty butterfly. And it's a marvelous, marvelous material. And then if you combine it with the awesome Nucom, oh my gosh, it is really, really an exciting experience. Or not a very
the reverse
comfortable,
up. Yeah,
just
yeah.
A very, very comfortable experience. And it's interesting, a lot of dentists have nitrous oxide, but they don't have the Nucom. And so we have the combination of the two, and it's been around in one form or another for about 20 years, so it's not a new thing. Nucom is not a new procedure. It's been improved a great deal, but it is so helpful and effective. It's sort of like going to a spa. When you go into a spa and they've got this beautiful music and water running everywhere and they've got comfortable chairs and blankets, and we have all that.
Mm-hmm. I'm a skeptical guy also.
Yeah.
And Nucom was new to me.
Well, you're scientific.
Of course, yeah. And my kind of subjective feeling is it does so, so much. And I didn't know what to expect, but just treating patients with the Nucom, really, they're nice and relaxed. It's wonderful until it really improves the experience.
Well, it's just so amazing, and we invite our, if you have any kind of anxiety at all, to let us know, because we can make your experience something that's truly, truly something marvelous and comfortable. And then that's Nucom and nitrous oxide, either Nucom by itself or nitric oxide by itself, nitrous oxide by itself, are the two combined together. So that's one aspect of the sedation, making you comfortable and having a great, great dental appointment, a comfortable dental appointment, something that you look forward to and have a great experience with. And then we have what's called enteral sedation. Now, enteral sedation is sedation with a little pill. And sedation is dampening down your conscious level.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially what we're doing. And it's called conscious sedation because your consciousness is altered and you are made very comfortable with that, but you don't lose consciousness. You don't lose your ability to cough, for instance. You don't lose your ability to swallow. You can close your jaw or open on command for dental procedures. And this is why it's called conscious sedation. But sedation, it's the value to you is that you're awareness is altered.
Mm-hmm. So for our more scientifically minded listeners, could you kind of describe some of the different medications we use?
Yes. We use triazolam, which is a sleeping pill. We use lorazepam, which is a sedation type of pill. We use Valium, which is a very widely used pill, or we'll use combinations of mm-hmm. these. And this is part of the value of having somebody that's very, very experienced at this. I've been doing this for many, many years and have a lot of experience, and you learn through the years. You have guidelines, you have specific guidelines, and along that line, the Texas State Board of Dental Examiners, under the direction of the Texas legislature, has really tightened down on the requirements of delivering these agents, as well as having the dentist who is delivering the agents being trained properly for mm-hmm. this. And this is all about public safety. So you may have read some of the articles about some bad situations occurring in dental offices. Well, the State Board of Dental Examiners has done an outstanding job of tightening up the requirements and making sure people who use these protocols are trained, their team members are trained, but specifically, and this is really important, that we have on hand all of the safety devices like the automatic external defibrillator, automatic electrical defibrillator, that we have forced oxygen, that we have breathing machines, that we have all emergency chemicals necessary, that we have the training to get a hold of EMS mm-hmm. And how long it's going to take to get there. Because when you run into difficulty, you've only got about 15 minutes of oxygen in the brain, and that's critical. And you only have a matter of seconds before you have to take some action to get the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to us a little bit about that, how that works.
Sure. So we're basically CPR?
Yes.
Yeah, so in somebody, if you have a cardiac arrest, that means the heart is no longer independently beating.
Acute cardiac arrest.
Yeah. So the idea is to early recognize the issue, and then we do chest compressions, which mechanically compress the heart. And then rather than an active heartbeat, that compression is driving blood through the systemic circulation. And kind of the important part is oxygenating the brain. So that's kind of the effect we're getting with CPR.
Well, and this is everybody in an office that administers this, like our office. The team members have to be trained, that the chairside assistants have to be trained for this, have to be trained how to recognize what they need to do in order to get outside help and when it's needed and how to get a response, keep that patient in a great condition. And so this is, again, part of the State Board of Dental Examiners' new charge that they put on to dentists. So the point is, the safety of these procedures is really great.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than it's ever been before.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've talked about the NUCOM, the awesome NUCOM, nitrous oxide, which is a great, great relaxation agent. And then we've talked about the little pills that you just take. And they have another nice effect in that usually your memory is pretty minimized as far as your dental treatment when you take these pharmaceuticals.
To me, that's one of the biggest pluses of sedation.
Yes.
Sometimes you're treating a sedated person, they're conversant, yet when you see them for the post-op visit in 7 days, they have no recollection.
This is true. This is true. And now, there are certain cases, where IV sedation is really of great value. And talk to us about that.
So the IV is really nice. We use a lot of the same medications that you would use for an enteral or oral sedation. So we use midazolam, we use lorazepam. You can use drugs like fentanyl, some opioid-type drugs, which give you a little bit more pain control than the benzodiazepines. The big plus is you establish an intravenous line. So on an as-needed basis, you can add medication. Whereas with oral sedations, it's really takes a little bit more planning to kind of know the dosage to give in advance. So I like the IV route.
Well, IV is it's truly amazing, and it's such a plus for patients.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing this so long, I have a lot of experience with the enteral or the mm-hmm. oral route, and so we get great results
oh,
with
yeah.
that. But at the same time, it is such a fabulous add value for our patients and the safety as well to have this IV sedation on board mm-hmm. for these dental treatments.
Sure, and you bring up safety. What's nice about the IV is a lot of emergency protocols call for the establishment of an IV
yes.
line to deliver emergency drugs.
Yes.
If you're doing an IV sedation, you've already got it.
Yes.
So it's a really safe, wonderful thing.
It's huge. So the whole point is we're trying to get across is that if you have been 10 or 20, we sometimes have people who have been 30 years out from having their teeth evaluated or worked on. And if you've been wanting to get something done, but you just you're embarrassed, we'll never embarrass you. We want to help you. We have the techniques, we have the technology to make your experience one of the most comfortable that can possibly be delivered. And so that's the point that we want to get it out to our listening audience. We can get you to a place of comfort and allay, eliminate and tampen down your anxiety levels, regardless whether they're high or low. And same way with your fear levels, whether they are high fear or low fear, we can handle that the majority of the time. And, of course, there's one caveat, and this is a big one. If you are in very poor health,
mm-hmm.
and describe that to us, why we cannot use anything.
So a lot of times we look at something called the ASA classification, or American Society of Anesthesiology, where basically one is somebody who takes no medications, is generally in good systemic health. An ASA-4 person is in very compromised health. In our office, we'd be comfortable sedating people up to an ASA-3, where you have some degree of systemic illness, maybe take some medications, but are generally healthy. And somebody who has really advanced cardiovascular disease, pulmonary complications, certain kind of congenital anomalies that cause breathing difficulty can make a sedation difficult. Things like that, probably we aren't comfortable sedating in our office.
And a person like that's typically going to have to go to a hospital.
Yeah, probably an operating room environment.
And have a general anesthesiologist
Correct.
Do that.
Correct.
That, no dental office can do that. We're not allowed to go that route.
There may be some in San Antonio. There's a certain type yeah. of dentist called a dental anesthesiologist.
Yes, yes.
And it's somebody who can actually do a deep sedation or a general anesthesia procedure, but they're still dentists. So that would be the exception. There are very, very few such dentists, though.
So this is the point we want to get across is the safety and how the regulations that dentists have been brought under with the new rulings, and it was required by the state legislature, the state legislature of Texas, directing the State Board of Dental Examiners to make these improvements, make these changes, and it's so important that you understand that it's safe to have these procedures done.
Sure. And other than the safety, I think some patients are under the impression that if we're going to do an IV sedation, that we need to do all of their dental treatment in that one visit. And while that is nice to minimize the number of sedations, if you just need one crown, we can do an IV sedation for the one crown. That's totally, that works great.
And then, of course, the other thing that's involved in this is the evaluation of, like we're talking about, who qualifies or when does a patient not qualify for having these sedation protocols. So it's important to know that we have, it's important to know that we have guidelines for determining who is a safe candidate and who is not a safe candidate. And even with all of these guidelines, we never know when a person is going to go into acute cardiac arrest. And so we have to be prepared for that system or that particular problem. Because there, your time is very limited as far as getting help. And so we have to go through training. We have to go through, the team members have to go through training. We have to take advanced cardiac life support.
Which is usually just taken by physicians or medical personnel.
Right.
So a lot of times we'll be the only dental personnel in an ACLS training group.
Yes, and this is terribly important. But to be able to do these level 2 and level 3 the permits, you've got to be ACLS permitted and trained. And so a lot of things, giving you some background, a lot of things go into the being able to, first of all, perform these and then to have the setup and the equipment to do this and have everybody trained in the office to respond to this. It gives you a great deal of comfort to know that this is available. And that's available in our office, at Office of Doctors Staffel and Williamson. And so that's why we invite you to give us a call. And our number is 210-341-2569. And give us a call, and if you have any anxiety or fear, whether it be a little anxiety or high anxiety or a little bit of fear or high fear, give us a call and let us help you. Let us give you an evaluation and bring you along to where you can get your mouth and oral health in tip-top condition. And then we can help you in so many other ways as well, in addition to giving you counseling about staying healthy and things just like probiotics and prebiotics, something that everybody should be on, and especially the older you get, you really need to be on these things. And if you're taking any kind of antibiotic, you need to be taking these things. We've had Dr. Hoberman on many times talking about his Endomune products. And we'll have him back on because it's getting a huge amount of attention, how important it is. And probiotics and prebiotics, interestingly enough, is being really promoted for aging. Because as you get older, your gut changes, your bacteria of the intestines changes. And so keeping a healthy bacterial flora, it's called, or intestinal microbiota, is so terribly important for a person as they get older to prevent them from having aging issues and aging intestinal systemic inflammation, gut inflammation. And it's thought that a lot of diseases have their basis on these things even. They're tying some of this into maybe a connection to cognitive decline and brain disorders. And, of course, we know the difference with psoriatic arthritis or autoimmune diseases and systemic diseases. So these are things that we can help you with. That's the point we want to make.
So if you would, explain the difference between a probiotic and a prebiotic.
All right, a probiotic is mainly about 11 or more species of bacteria that are really, really valuable to you. And they're mostly in the Bifidobacterium species, and there are several Bifidobacterium species, and also in the Lactobacillus species. There are several of these, especially they're down to about 10 to 12 of these that are so terribly important that they be the overwhelming bacteria in your gut. These are good bacteria. These are friendly bacteria. They do all kind of amazing things for you. They protect your immune system. They help you keep from getting infections of all kinds. They help protect you from diseases. And interestingly enough, they're doing studies on centenarians, that is people who have lived to be 100 or living in 100, and they have really robust bifidobacterium populations. Now, that's something that's found pretty new. So then the Lactobacillus is the other probiotic. And there are several of those species that fall into that group. So you're looking at about 10 to 12 of these very important bacteria species, and they have to be in large numbers in order to keep the yeast down, in order to keep the Clostridium difficile down, because you live with a lot of these bad bacteria. And if you have root canals, for instance, that are bad or failing, you're going to have a big source of bad bacteria coming at you. But your good bacteria are the bacteria that are going to be keeping you healthy, and that's the probiotic group. And so the probiotics are bacteria that keep the yeast down, the candida, for instance. There are many forms of yeast, but the main ones that cause trouble, they're going to keep the bad bacteria under control. And then a prebiotic is something that's really come into play. A prebiotic is a food for the probiotics. And this is being found to be very, very important, that you have a proper food source in a pill called a prebiotic that's going to feed the probiotic so that you get the maximum effect. So that's the difference in the two. And you're going to read more and more about this. And, of course, it's advertised heavily on television about yogurt. Yogurt has some of the species that are healthy, but it does help you. But at the same time, as they're not protected to get through the gut, which they have to get down into the lower intestine or upper intestine, small intestine, and yogurt.
It's the stomach specifically that's too harsh for the organisms in yogurt, I think.
That is correct. That is correct. So that's what a prebiotic is and a probiotic. You want to be taking both.
Are there any formulations, that contain both a prebiotic and a probiotic?
I have not seen any.
So typically they, separate?
Yes, yes. And the Endomune is one of the best. We've been using that and promoting that for a long time with Dr. Hoberman, a gastroenterologist here in town, with a microbiologist co-partner founded that. And you find that in most stores, HEB and Whole Foods and Sprouts and drugstores and so on. So they're one of the top lines. But everybody should be taking these, as should children. That's the other thing. And any time you take an antibiotic, you should take a probiotic with it, just an hour before or an hour after, in order to keep the healthy gut going, because when you take an antibiotic, it clears out the good bacteria and the bad bacteria, and you pay a price for it. So that's why the probiotic is so important to take with an antibiotic, because it's going to quickly restore the healthy bacteria into your gut and give you the protection of these bacteria. So that's one of the things that we want to bring to your attention. And as you get older, your whole gut changes and it gets more susceptible, and that's why probiotics and prebiotics, as you get older, well, for anybody, but particularly for older groups, oh my gosh, you really want to be taking those to protect you. So, again, we want to reach out to anybody that has fear and anxiety. We've done such a great job of developing a comfortable program that you can handle all of these anxiety and fear issues, which is a gigantic problem. This last week, I think, just about every patient was a high fear, high anxiety patient we had sedated, or an IV sedation or enteral sedation. And of course, everybody gets the NUCOM that is comfortable with it. The NUCOM is so nice because you can have the effect of it, anxiety remission and the fear remission. And then when the system is removed, you just go about your business as you normally would. And that's the same way with the nitrous oxide, the laughing gas. That is not the case with the pharmaceuticals or the IV sedation. There, you have to have somebody drive you home, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
What are the precautions that you have with that?
Well, I'll typically say no food for 6 hours before. You can have clear liquids like water, coffee, juice, that kind of thing, up until 2 hours before. Afterwards, no major life decisions. That's not the day to buy a house or a car. Careful walking, no alcohol, no other sedative medications, that kind of thing.
So that's a wrap-up of what you can expect in the office of Dr. Staffel and Williamson, and our number is 210-341-2569, and give us a call, and we'll be more than happy to give you an evaluation and give you guidance and a platform or a program of what you can do over a period of time if you need it, or we can do give you a program of getting things done in a short period of time. We have a lot of flexibility in the treatment and the delivery of the treatment, and especially with the sedation protocols. Some people are amazing. It's just always amazing to me the number of people who have fear and anxiety and want some help, and we can deliver that help in the office of Dr. Staffel and Williamson. Our number is 210-341-2569, 210-341-2569.
You know, here's another point. I know we're talking a lot today about sedation, sedation dentistry, fearful patients. I just want to make the point that's not all we do.
Right.
We provide wonderful general dentistry for somebody who has had a normal experience in a dental office.
Yes.
So I'd encourage anybody to give us a call, even if you've never had a bad experience, if you're not fearful. We'd love to take care of you.
Good point. Good point. Now, one of the things that's really interesting is the technology that we incorporate, the new technology. We have the iTero element. This has just been such a fabulous device. It just does a scan now instead of taking the impressions that we used to have, fill your mouth up. We just take an electronic scan and email it to the laboratory, and it comes back unbelievably accurate and fabulous. And so another thing that we've, a new technology, of course, we've been doing, in, I've been doing Invisalign since 2001. Invisalign has over 4 million cases in its inventory or its background. So when they design a case, they can draw on these 4 million cases as to what works and what works the best and so on. But what we have found is a very interesting device. It's a light. It's nothing more than a light. It's like LED light, is it not?
Near infrared.
Near infrared. And you wear that light 5 minutes a day on the upper arch and 5 minutes a day on the lower arch. And it cuts the time in treatment for Invisalign 50% and can even do it more so, faster, without any damage to the roots. It's truly a remarkable device. Mm-hmm. And I really had to check it out because it sounded like one of those too good to be
true. Too good to be true, yeah.
But we have a patient in it, and it is truly remarkable. Orthodontists are really starting to use it, and it's another technology advanced where you can. And why would you want to use something like Invisalign? The main reason, of course, the patient's main reason, they want their teeth straight, they want them white and looking nice. But from a dental standpoint, the main reason is to take the trauma off of teeth, because one of the reasons that teeth split and develop root canals and fractures is because of trauma on the teeth. They don't hit right. So with Invisalign, you can move the teeth and remove the trauma mm-hmm. of these teeth. And then that's number one. Number two is typically you'll have teeth that are jumbled up, especially in the lower front, and it's very difficult to clean these teeth. Even a hygienist can't get them clean thoroughly and getting all the plaque and the tartar and the deposits out. So you can have the Invisalign and have that corrected in a very short period of time, and then you can clean those areas very well. You keep from losing bone, you keep from losing gum tissue, and it can be done so fast and easily and comfortably. It's just a remarkable technology and how far it's gone since 2001. I think Invisalign came out in 2000. And so these are some of the technologies that we have in our office, the office of Dr. Staffel and Williamson. We're at the cutting edge of so many of these things. We have so many other things like lasers. And then the scanners and, oh, goodness. We have cavity detection technology that uses, x-rays. It's will show through an infrared picture the condition of a tooth, whether you have decay or a broken tooth. And then the other thing that we have are the preventative procedures. Oh my gosh, the preventive procedures that we have that are available now. So give us a call, Dr. Staffel and Williamson. Our number is 210-341-2569. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week. Enjoy the rain, and we will see you next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.